Are you looking for relief from stress, anxiety, or pain? If so, you may want to consider trying CBD. CBD is a natural compound found in the hemp plant that has been shown to have a variety of health benefits. CBD can help relax your mind and body, reduce inflammation, and improve sleep. It is also non-addictive and has no known side effects. If you're interested in trying CBD, check out our website at www.hypnotizeme.com. And remember, if you're not hypnotized, then you're not doing it right. That's hypnotizeme.com, www.hypnotizeme.com for our high-quality CBD products and drinks. Hypnotize Me, a sponsor of the Boss Fest podcast.
It seemed like everybody want to be a boss these days. Everybody want to be a boss till it's time to pay out, you feel me? Till it's time to pay that boss cost. They ain't trying to have them tough conversations. They ain't trying to put in them extra hours, catching that windfall money, dealing with folks not being consistent. Don't get me started on the lack of sleep, but you know what they say.
Boss Life. BOSSFEST Boss Fest Podcast. Each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, guaranteed to get you right. BOSSFEST, the Boss Fest Podcast. They might make you laugh, make you mad, make you cry. Either way it go, it's a vibe. Tune in, catch the topic, get the tea. Ain't no shallow waters over here, we get deep. You sensitive, easy to offend, you need to flee. But them tough conversations gonna be happening. Boss Fest Podcast, they hold it down. Wednesday, 7 Eastern, man, it's going down. Tell a friend to tell a friend and y'all gather round. Get active in the comments, don't get lost in the crowd.
Hey, what's happening? It's your man DJ Bush. I had to show love to Kevin and Edwina, Boss Fest Butlers. Y'all know what time it is, the Boss Fest Podcast. But you already know what we live in.
Boss Life. BOSSFEST Boss Fest Podcast. Each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, guaranteed to get you right.
Welcome, welcome, welcome again to the Boss Fest Podcast. How y'all doing out there today? Let me switch these camera angles around. Ooh, sorry for being a little late. I'm going to get in trouble for this, but you know, audio issues always happen. They come about time to time, video issues, but according to my wife, it's every dang show. So
every show
is not gotten a lot better with this. All right, now I get the sideways look. Got it. So listen, we got a special show today. Special guest gonna be joining us, giving us information, giving us game. And I'm excited to have this person on the show. So, Miss Jasmine, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are y'all?
So, crazy.
I'm just looking at you because you're talking. Go ahead. You feeling some type of way?
I'm gonna be quiet because I'm talking and I'm feeling some type of way. Ooh.
I'm trying my best not to laugh, I promise.
No, this is what we do. So people think this is everyday life for us. We've been doing this for so long. We just need everybody else to realize it. It's just how we communicate and interact. It works for us, so hey.
I'm just wondering when you're going to let the guest like introduce herself. You're doing a lot of him and hon and...
Go ahead, guest. Introduce yourself.
Wow, now she's just going to be guest.
That's what you said.
Let's run it back.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm Jasmine. Let me just step in real quick. I am Jasmine. I am.
I'm going to save you from getting hurt on a good Wednesday.
Please. Don't hurt him. But I'm Jasmine. I'm the CEO of J&KC Life Insurance Agency. You know, I'm a broker. We deal with life and health insurance. Been in the game since 2020. And so I feel like things are going pretty good and I'm loving it.
That's what's up.
So since 2020, what was you doing before? So what was your job before then?
I worked for the public defender's office for about 14 years down in Bartow at the courthouse. And yeah, I know, what a big switch up from insurance to, I was actually in accounting. I worked in administration with doing accounting there. So yeah, big switch up. But I don't know if y'all, you know, everybody remembers with 2020 COVID happening, we had to do some people had to switch up some things depending on what was going on in your life, you know, with COVID things shutting down. And so I had to make some switches. It was definitely by faith, y'all, because y'all, I mean, being in business for yourself versus getting that check, you know, that's coming, you know, that was a big jump in 2020 when things are shutting down. But oh my God, I guess I had to, in order to make that switch, my back had to be against the wall, because there was no way I would have did that just because, you know, my back had to be against the wall to say, okay, hey, I need to make some changes. And I am grateful I did, because hey, I end up being able to make my own hours, you know, being able to get paid more than what I was, you know, getting there. So, and I feel appreciated, you know, being there. I didn't feel quite as appreciated as I feel like, you know, I should have been. So I'm grateful and get to spend more time with my family. That's the biggest thing, you know, with my kids growing up, I still have very young kids. So I'm grateful.
Yeah, I feel like we receiving a word today. I felt what she said in my spirit.
You ready to quit everything, huh?
Just saying.
I just want you to know, I feel that, because I think COVID changed perspectives for a lot of us. A lot of people, especially in our generation, went to work. You thought you had to work to accomplish certain things and get the things that you want. And you didn't realize until COVID happened, and maybe I'll just speak for me, the things you were missing out in life, which is family and just being a part of certain activities because you went to work and gave extra of yourself. And once you become an entrepreneur, you see the benefits of the hard work because you're actually working for you, and you can be a part of a lot of things in family. So I'm saying I received it.
I'm glad you
was. Yeah, it was. I was just going to say it. It came in good timing for me, actually, because I was working 8 to 5. And also going to get my degree. So sometimes I was in college full time, or mostly full time, and still working full time. So that took a lot of time from my family, my kids. You know, sometimes they were like, well, mama, can we do such and such this weekend? I'm like, no, girl, I got to do, you know, go to the tutor this weekend. No, I got to do this. And, you know, you can't buy that time back. So who knew, you know, I graduated in 2020, you know. But who knew that I was going to have that moment where I can give them all my time, you know, well, not all of, but, you know, most of my time. I can pick my kids up from school now, you know, I can drop them off, because before I couldn't do that. My kids go to a private school, so I always had to get someone to take them to school. You know, there's no bus system for them. So now I get to do it myself. You know, these are small things, I know, but it makes wonders for me. So I'm glad that I, you know,
I said, I think they're major. So
yeah. It's good stuff. Yeah. Yeah. It's, yes, it is. And, you know, be able to talk to the teachers personally right there on the scene, you know, if anything's going down, you know, it's just, it was major. So I'm really grateful. You know, it was scary. I'm not going to lie to y'all. It was so scary. I was like, what in the world? Of course, my mom was like, girl, don't be leaving that job. You know, been there all that time, you know, comfortable, that comfort zone. You know, people get scared to come out that comfort zone. But, you know, I was too. I ain't even going to lie. I keep it transparent. You know, I was very scared. But, you know, to keep it real, you know, I was with my kid's schedule, it switched up. So, you know, at one point in time, school was shut down or something like that. You know, a lot of stuff was shut down. And when they went back to school, you know, they kind of went they had a different schedule. So they had like a group that would go during A day, and then they had a group that went back B day. So anyway, to accommodate them, you know, I had to have a different schedule. And I know I could have easily put them in public schools, not saying there's nothing wrong with public school, but when you got kids that are thriving, you don't want to change that, right? So for me, I was like, I need to come up with something else, because I want to keep them there, and I want to make sure that they're able to do like they need to do and still be able to come home on the days that they're not going. They were too young at the time to stay home by themselves. So that's what made me say, you know what? Gotta go. I gotta figure something out. So here it is. That's how Jay and Casey was born.
I like that. So what did you get your degree in?
Management administration. Thinking I was gonna stay where I was, you know, that was the plan. Because I was already in administration, and so I can be able to kind of, you know, move up the chains even more so. But, you know, it's one of those things when I think back, they didn't have anyone that looked like me in that area. And it just seemed like it was far-fetched. Like, we don't put people in that position. So already kind of in my head, you know, once I graduated, I knew that there needed to be an exit strategy anyway. But of course, you want to wait till you get the degree. I didn't get the degree until December 2020 versus, you know, before I left.
I hear that. But wait. So not in little old Polk County at Bartow, I'm guessing at the courthouse. So it wasn't people look like you in certain positions in 2020, we still doing that here in Polk County?
Not in the public defender's office. It was at the clerk's office. At the clerk's office.
So in the office where
they persecute people. Matter of fact, I have a little cousin. You know, her mom was a supervisor. You know, and see, it makes a difference because, you know, your clerk's office, that those are county jobs. So public defenders, that's a state job. Even though we're in the courthouse, we're still considered state. But no, he didn't have anyone that looked like me.
And you surprised at that?
Yes, I'm surprised. Listen, according to all the stuff that you hear on news and stuff and social media, like, hey, man, they're still not blocking access for people like us to be in the positions, but apparently they still blocking access for people that look like us to be in positions in 2020.
Yeah, you about to change the whole subject I'm not, of the podcast.
Listen,
I'm
not going there. That ain't this show, so I ain't going to do that. So today's topic, true. So because I was going to go off base.
Right.
They didn't.
Let me put the banner up. Are you prepared for future success? That is today's topic.
Kevin is not prepared for future success. He wasn't even prepared for a future podcast at 5 o'clock for us to start at 7. So you can't be prepared for future success. That's just my dig for the day.
It's going to be 5 more.
You're getting on your hard, man. You might as well just go on.
It's crazy.
That's it.
See, my wife know what my challenges were today. She don't care. Whole back broke. Limping around the house. You ain't ready.
He got a cane though, y'all. I just want y'all to understand that he have a cane so he could have hobbled to get the...
Right. Thank you. I'm glad somebody else has a little bit of empathy towards me. Just
I bought the cane for you.
Yeah. Thank you for buying the cane. All right, back to the show. So so with you being in life planning, life insurance and things like that, every time I talk to someone that's in that space, the biggest thing they say, especially when it comes to our people, is that we're never prepared. We don't really take this thing serious, looking at the future, what happens after we go and things of that nature. How many of those conversations have you just now had to realize and have with people like us to say, hey, you don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. Are you preparing yourself, your family to be able to deal with life situations when you're not here?
It's amazing. The responses that I get back, I can get, that's not something I wish to ever talk about. And you just, you know, that's bringing upon bad wishes. Oh God, I've gotten some stuff that has blowed me. I'm just like, you for real? Cause you do know one day you checking up out of here, right? Like everybody checking up out of here. There's like nothing that we can do about that. Of course, we try and prolong it, do whatever we can to keep ourselves healthy or whatever, you know, but at the end of the day, it's gotta happen. And, you know, it hits home with me even more so when you've had someone that's passed that you're close to and you had to be a help in some way, form, or fashion. My husband's dad passed 2021. And so, of course, we, you know, had to be a help, you know, with his mom, you know, just being in the home. And you want to make it as comfortable as possible. I mean, you can't, life insurance doesn't take that grief away because, of course, you still got to go through, you know, the process. But anybody know, you know, if you don't have the funds to do what you have to do, you know, whether it's simple things, you know, light bill, water bill, because your home is used to a two-income home, because you already know when that person passes in your home, that income is passing too. So all you're doing is preparing. It's not saying that we wishing that you, you know, you die, or we wishing you die, you know, soon. The younger you get it, the cheaper it is. So it's better on your budget. So that's for one. For two, you know, it's not all about just getting that life insurance policy for when that, you know, when you die. You could draw from that life insurance policy while, you know, you still living and, you know, you good. Or, you know, if you get into, you know, some type of, if you have some type of heart attack, you know, some type of critical or chronic issue, you could draw from that as well. You know, there are policies out there that have that living benefit in there that, you know, you can use it while you're still alive. Because in what the way they're looking at it is they want you to get better. They don't want you to stress. So let's give you a percentage of your life insurance policy to make sure you can take care of those bills and you're not rushing back to work. So you can focus on getting healthy. So there's so many things out there. And that's the thing, like because we don't talk about it, you know, we don't think about getting things like this until it hits home. Somebody died and we got to scrape up the funds to bury them.
You like fish fries.
Yeah, fish fry, GoFundMe. You know, people standing out there with the signs, you know, help me. Car wash. You know, I mean, it. Do you want to do that while you're in the midst of grieving, though? Especially you could get a policy, $20-$30 a month, even if you just get something small, you know. At least that'll be covered, you know, that funeral expense, at least that'll be covered. You ain't got to worry about that if you just don't want nothing extra to help pay for your bills. Get that part out the way if you don't do nothing else. But my advice is, you know, if you are used to a two-income home, get that policy because you don't want to lose your house. You done invested all this, you know, money in your home, and you got to lose it because you can't afford it anymore. Or, I mean, even if you're talking about luxuries, you know, if you're a type of person that, you know, you like a lot of luxuries and that other income gone, and now all of a sudden you can't afford that luxury anymore. Come on. It's a way of life. Kevin, I see Simone mention about the fish fry sometimes while it touched the calls. Uh-oh.
No, I don't know why my mic went down. That's probably dead.
But I see that Simone's right. It hardly touches the cost, you know.
I feel like the conversation
is going out on YouTube, Edwina.
Go ahead. Oh, it's Listen, my mic going dead. She can hear you.
I know she can hear me now. I was just gathering my strength because she about to have to prepare you. Like, get you. Anyway, I was just saying that I feel like the conversation itself is a hard conversation to have. Whether you're talking about yourself and, you know, preparing for the future, or you're talking about someone else, it's just tough. And before we get into that, I just want to go into the comment where it says, come on, Kev. Like, just somebody feel my pain sometimes, because the mic was dead last time we was on. Why I still dead today? I just need to hire me a video. I'm going to prepare for my future. Y'all don't worry about it. Let's talk about the question.
Yeah, I'm going to let her prepare for her future because she about to die.
I mean, honestly, I have actually been in an appointment where I've had someone break down and cry right in front of me and had to exit the room, you know, and the husband had to finish out the appointment with me on the Zoom because I went into some avenues that she wasn't trying to go there, you know, but it hit something for her. It made her think about some things.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's where I want to go, because you know why? I want you to see how important that policy is, to the point where you're like, when the payment getting ready to come out and you like, oh no, I need to make sure that those funds are there because I want to make sure we're good. You know, I want you to see how important that payment is, because that'll be the next issue. You might walk away with the policy, but then people get to a point where they feel like it's not important. Oh, well, I done had it 6 months. I done had it 8 months. Ain't nothing happened yet. I hold on to this bill. I mean, I hold on to this money for a little bit longer. I just, you know, I cancel that out. No, you don't need to do that. You know, and I've had it where, yeah, they've done that. And they've came back to me thinking, okay, I'm good. I should be able to get another. But I've had some that found out, oh, it wasn't as easy as they thought, because they had some things on their medical record that prevented them to get the policy that they had before.
That's good to know. So we're kind of talking about preparing ourselves for the future. That kind of took us into preparing ourselves to possibly not be here. But I'm going to switch gears and let's talk about preparing our business for future. And I know you started I'm gonna call it a COVID baby business, but how do you stay relevant and just prepare yourself for what the future looks like in business?
Well, for one, save, you know, because I think COVID taught a lot of us, you know, we don't know what's going to happen, when it's going to happen. I think, and this election is saying a lot too as well. We don't know where it's going to go, how things are going to go. So saving for one. I know for me, I don't have that steady paycheck like I did at the public defender's office. But I have to make sure, you know, that there's, you know, until I get to that next sale or to, you know, something that, you know, my checks are random, I guess I should say. As business owners, our checks are so random, you know, throughout the month. So you just definitely want to make sure you stay prepared and saving. The other thing is, I think I feel like when I got in business, I got into a lot of things that were wasteful. I thought I needed them. I thought I needed to do certain things or, you know, to help my business. And you learn so much going to things like, I know you guys got the Boss Fest coming up. You know, other entrepreneurs are there, people that, you know, have been in business for a while. That's why you want to make sure you're networking with these different ones. Even if they're not in the same business as you, you guys, you know, we can gain from each other. So, you know, talk about these different things, man. You don't want to, well, I know when I did something similar to that, this is what happened. I don't know if that's a result you want, but this is what happened for me. You know, that helps. I know last week we were talking about the wrong advice at the wrong time. and taking advice from certain ones. But I just feel like when entrepreneurs are networking, we can still be such a big help to one another. But you don't want to waste your money. You know, you don't want to waste your money. You want to make sure you're doing whatever you can to keep that money together, you know, for the business. That's right, Boss Fest, October 6th. I'm so mad I ain't going to be able to participate in that. I have something already planned, but.
So.
Yeah.
As I'm sitting here listening to this, as I'm trying to get my life together so I don't die with this sound and videos and all this stuff. What has been one of the most challenging parts for you as you now have committed yourself 100% to this endeavor? So as an entrepreneur, you know, you had a steady job, you say the checks ain't steady. What has been that thing that's like, you know what, I'm not going back to that 9-to-5 space, because even though this is uncertain, I still feel I have more confidence in this than going back to what I was doing.
For one, I know when I work at the public defender's office, and not to say that this will happen at another job that I will go to, but I do remember working for them and not feeling appreciated and doing 10 times the work and not getting paid for what I felt like I deserved. But here I am, you know, something that might take me 30 minutes and I can get that same paycheck, you know, for it took what took me a whole month, you know what I'm saying? I can wrap up in 30 minutes or wrap up in an hour, you know, or even in a week, you know, I don't know, you know, it's just, sometimes they're small, sometimes they're big, but you know, I'm not working as hard. And yes, the paycheck may not be consistent like, you know, you knew on the last day of the month that check was in your account every time. So this is a more by faith type thing. But as we get older, y'all see we breaking down, stuff happening. Y'all already got, you know, Kevin on the cane. we got to do what we have to do, you know what I'm saying, to keep ourselves together. You know what I mean? So who wants to work hard and they don't have to? You know, and then like I was saying earlier, you know, the time that I'm able to give to my kids, that's a payment within itself. You know, just the summers, I look forward to the summers. We look forward to the summers because we know we ain't got to ask nobody, you know, I ain't got to ask nobody, can I take off of this so I can go, you know, we could do this and do that. Okay, when we plan, what we doing? How we doing it? You know, get the schedule together. Let me see how we're going to do this. I love that. So now you're going to tell me to go back to a 9-to-5 where I don't know if they're going to appreciate me. You know, I don't know if they're going to, if I'm not in their clique, you know, if I'm not in their clique, then we're not going to give you that raise that you deserve. No, I don't, you know, I don't have time for that, you know, and I will say I do miss the social part of being out there with the people, you know, because I have a few people under me, but they're remote, you know, they're in different states and stuff like that. So other than my little business, you know, my business partner, I don't see people up, and then, you know, my clients, but just having coworkers, I do miss that. You know, I miss adulting, but if it's not my kids and my husband, that's pretty much it. You know, I try and make sure I get out as much as I can. You know, we do a lot of things with our church, but I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Usually you don't realize, you know, going to those 9-to-5s, how you seeing all these, you know, the different ones and being able to socialize a little bit. So I do miss that. So I can't say I don't miss it at all, but when it comes down to it, all the benefits that I'm getting, you know, in my own business, nah, I'm good.
I feel that.
That's what keeps me going. That was your question.
Absolutely. So the fact that you're like, hey, the only thing that's really challenging is the socializing piece. And if that's it, hey, I scroll on Facebook or look through this Instagram and whatever. But
what? That's why I'm a light, continue to like the other entrepreneurs post, and I'm gonna engage with other people because that's my social. You know, sometimes social. I get a little wordy, I get a little chatty, but that's my social. I'm okay, you know, and it's not to say that I don't have issues or whatever, but you know, getting caught up in drama, you know, I'm getting older. My patience getting a little, you know, a little lower. So, you know, I ain't got time for that. So
felt that one. Ooh.
I don't need you over here catching the Holy Spirit over that.
Patience is zero.
We know.
I just want everybody to feel me in podcast land.
Y'all know how it can be, though.
So for... No,
but you know when you go out there to that...
Say it again.
Me or him?
You.
It's a it's a delay. No, I was just saying, y'all know how it can be, you know, especially trying to climb the charts. Sometimes things it's like in that good old boys club or whatever, you know, and the public defender's office is more like a political office, you know. It's like if you're not here, you know, you don't get that. Now I will say I would like to, there's supposed to be a one of my friends, she's running to be a public defender right now, you know, and I am excited, even though I'm not there, I'm excited for her because I'm hoping that there'll be a lot of changes. You know, I'm hoping that it won't be like it was when I was there before. You know, I'm hoping that there'll be some fairness there, you know, than it was before, because it was ridiculous. I'm just being honest. They're probably gonna kill me if they hear this, but that's my truth.
See, I'm trying to keep it on this because you touched on something in political space, and I'm trying to stay on topic because I remember whatever the last public defender that I seen was running for office. And I remember Grady Judd just having his hands on this dude's shoulder and saying, hey, this is the person that needs to be and all that stuff. And now I see more names coming out this year for public defender. And it's making me try to now research.
Who are you talking? Because I probably was working for her. We can't do names. The dude name. We got to leave the names out.
I don't care about names. Right, I just can't remember the dude
name. I'm sure I was.
You probably.
Was it Marion Mormon? Or Rex Deming?
Sure. Rex, that's how that sounds familiar. Like Rex.
Okay.
Rex, it sounded like it was, I think it was like Rex.
Yeah, because that's the one I left under. And, that was a piece of work. I'm not going to lie to you. I feel like, man.
Got it.
I'm gonna just be straight up with you. To me, that was like a mini Trump for me.
Ooh.
Sorry, not sorry. Whoever's dealing with him, I'm sorry. I'm just being honest. That's how I feel. I'm talking about tantrums. Yeah. The unprofessionalism. I'm sorry. Somebody's probably really hating me right now, but because I got a lot of people on my page from them, because it doesn't mean that, you know, the ones that were working there that I didn't get along with them, you know, but, you know, he just really showed his true colors for me, you know, and yeah. Just being straight up, I wouldn't dare. I would pray that I would never have to have the challenge of working back under him again, even though he's retiring. So that's good. You know, like I said, the new person that's trying to come in, that's the first time I can honestly say I can see some change. I can hope that, you know, she would have some change. First off, it's, you know, a woman that's going to be there. So I'm hoping that she could have a little bit more, you know, they were so, what's the word? I feel like she could feel the people more, you know, a little bit more sympathetic to the people than what he was. Not to say that man can't be sympathetic, but he was so hard. And I know that she feels people, you know what I mean? Because I've dealt with her personally before she ever even thought of coming to public defender. As a matter of fact, she switched. She was actually a prosecutor at one time, but she couldn't deal with the fact that she's putting people behind bars, whether they did it or not, type deal. You see what I'm saying? So she has a conscience. You know, when you start getting into that field, you start losing the conscience in a way. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, I wish I could remember her name right now, because I feel like for everybody in Polk County that's listening to this, the way we prepare for our future success, none of us want to be in front of a judge having these conversations. But if we do happen to be there, we definitely want to make sure we put somebody in place that's going to be empathetic to our situations and things of that nature. So that's another way. Mm. All right. Well,
yeah.
Get her name.
All right. Yeah. So people are saying,
I mean, true.
I'm just reading the comments.
Oh, yes, that's Blair. Somebody asks, that Blair? Yes, I am speaking about Blair. I saw that that last comment. Yep, that's Blair. Blair Allen. She is. She's it. I know I had my first opening or my first event at our office one time. You know, we did like different vendors there, and she actually came. You know, just to kind of meet everybody. And this was before she was running, you know, but she loves minority. So, you know, I just, her and her husband, they're very sweet people. And I'm like, girl, yeah, you need to get that. Go and get in that seat.
Well, hopefully some people hear this podcast and hear the conversation we had, and if they didn't know who they was going to be potentially voting for, because we only think about the main elections, we sometimes don't think about the state and city official positions and things of that nature. This is how we prepare for our future success, is by putting people in place that even if we don't think we may need them one day, that if they are in there and we do need them, hey, our outcomes have a better probability of working out for something that's tangible for us, you know. You never think about those things, even with judges and stuff like that. So, jump back on.
Yeah, I feel like the whole system is ridiculous. Anyway, I don't think it'll ever be fair. If you just want my opinion about it, I saw so much, man. I saw so much. I don't think it'll ever be fair, but I'm just saying, on a working basis, what's you know, the power that she has? Because, you know, sometimes, like, for instance, when Obama got into the seat, you know, there was a lot of promises, right? So there was only so much he could do if the House and the Senate didn't, you know what I'm saying? If they didn't go for it, whatever, however the logistics go. So I just feel like whatever's within her power, I just think that she will do whatever she can to, you know, make sure things go right. I mean, I've seen some stuff just from her being a lawyer, you know, that girl has done some things, man. And I'm like, wow, she didn't have to do that, you know, especially with the, you know, y'all know the rep or the, how people look at the public defender's office, you know, y'all jokes, you know, and I'm not saying that everybody is 100, you know what I'm saying? But I do know that there are some lawyers that actually really care. There are some that some of them don't last long. Some of them end up going into private practice, you know, but there are some that really, really care. And that girl right there, I have to say, yeah, she did that.
That's good stuff. That's good to know. So Kevin, you said you were going to change gears. What were you trying to talk about?
No, I just wanted to, because I know that's more political there, and I was going to take us down a deep rabbit hole if we stayed there for a minute. So I ain't want to change the show today, but I know that information need to get out there. I know people have been seeing the billboards and that information being shown, especially as we start nearing, as the political climate has just shifted again on us. And I think all of us are feeling a little bit of the uncertainty of what's the right decision, who's the best candidate and things of that nature. And we look at it from a presidential standpoint, but I look at things more locally than the president can only do so much. But it's those people that's in local position, local power, that's getting voted in with 10,000, 5,000 votes. But I know, hey, we are a big voting block ourselves in this community, and we just need to make sure we step up. But the question I was going to ask, it relates to life preparedness and things of that nature. So a lot of people still have 9-to-5 jobs, right? And they may get insurance through their company and stuff like that. Is that insurance, I know it's good to have insurance, but is that insurance good for them to get, or should they be thinking about something that's outside that can do a little bit more for them?
So usually when you get insurance through your job, that's a good thing. However, you're investing money into this job. I mean, well, sometimes it's free, right? But then there are some, you know, where you have to actually pay for the insurance at your job. So as for me, if I'm going to put my money into something, I want to see the investment. So that means if I leave that job and I can't take that insurance with me, I've invested in something that was pointless for me, because now I got to go out and find another insurance policy that if I would have got it when I first started that job, it would have been cheaper, right? So now I got to go and find some other insurance. And that insurance is going to go with me wherever I go. It doesn't matter if I quit the job, get another job. I still have that same policy, same premium. It doesn't change. Whereas, you know, if I got that insurance with the job, a lot of times if they allow you to keep it, it'll increase. And the reason why it increases, because a lot of times they don't want you to keep the insurance company. It's almost kind of like you become like a liability if you were to leave the job, because they don't know where you're going. They know, as long as you work in this job, in their minds, they have some kind of control. They know that you got a steady job or whatever. But in their minds, once you leave the job, they're looking like, we don't know what you're going to end up doing. It's almost like you're a higher risk. We really want you off as a client with them. They want you to go. They want you to cancel it. But what they do is they raise the rates in hopes that you'll say, well, we'll cancel and I'll just get something else, which is what happened to me. Working all those years with the state, had a policy, and, they ended up raising a rate. It was actually for my husband. They actually ended up raising a rate. They pretty much doubled it. And I was like, child, I can go, I'll write them up, you know, for something, you know, and I did. And I got more. I got more than what they gave, and I was paying a lot cheaper. So I like to say it's not so much what's better, you know, what's not good, whatever. It's what fits for you. You know, some people they don't like having the insurance policy or the premium coming out of their accounts. They like for the premium to come out of their checks automatically, so they know, hey, whatever I got in that check is what I got, and I'm just going to deal with it. And they don't feel responsible enough for that, you know, those funds to come out of their checking account. So for them, having that, you know, insurance policy through their job just works better for them, you know. So that's what I always tell, you know, I let people know, hey, it's what works for you. But just as for me, I see the bigger picture. If I'm going to invest, I want that policy to stay with me. I want my premiums to stay low, and I want some benefits with that. Because sometimes the ones with the jobs, they don't have benefits. Sometimes they're just straight life insurance. So if you pass away, whoever you leave as a beneficiary, they're going to get those funds and call it a day. But if I can get some living benefits with it, you know, that's where your private stuff comes in. Private insurance. And two, another good thing about having insurance with your job, they don't check your medical history like they would if it was a private situation. So, for example, my niece ended up with cancer at 4 years old, right? So she's, what, 7, 8 years old now? So she's still uninsurable, you know, because she had a cancer. But her mom works for, you know, the school. So she was able to get her insurance through the group insurance that they have, because all they do is just, they pretty much add you on. They don't worry about the the medical records and call it a day. That's how she's able to have insurance on her daughter. So it's some pluses there, you know, it's not just horrible. But if you got a situation like that where you're finding where it's so hard for you to get insurance because of your situations, something's better than nothing.
I get it. So you were talking about some of the benefits of having your own, I guess, your own private policy versus one through the company. What are some of those benefits?
So you're looking at critical illness. You're looking at chronic illness benefits. So anything dealing with your, you know, if you come down with, you know, you have a heart attack, cancer, anytime you come in with something like that, you know, the hospital says, hey, you know, you need to stay for such and such because you had this heart attack or whatever. You're going to let the insurance company know, hey, I had a heart attack. They're going to, you know, you got to submit whatever records to show that proof. Your insurance company can send you funds out. A percentage of your policy. Let's just say you have a $100,000 policy. They can send you 10 grand out. Now, with that being said, if you pass away 2 years, 3 years down the line, just keep in mind that they're going to deduct that $10,000 from what they already sent to you earlier. So your remainder is what's going to go to your beneficiary, right? So, but look, you got the chance to use the funds when you needed it the most, right? Because you can't work. You know, you had a heart attack, so you got to get better. So that's a plus. You know, when you have your whole life or you're dealing with those universal policies, you can also withdraw or, you know, withdraw from your policy as well. So when you have a policy that's accumulating cash, that's one of the ways I, you know, helped start my business. I had a policy. I forgot all about the thing that I got in my early 20s. And I was like, I'm going to cash this out because I mean, I had so many others, you know, and I wrote, you know, when you come into the insurance world, you know, you're like, oh, I need that. And I need, oh, I'm going to get that. So, you know, you just start because you start seeing the benefits of this stuff, you know. But I cashed that one out, you know, to help me start my business. But it's just so many things you could do with these policies, especially while you're young and you're healthy. Man, I would use them. If somebody told me this in my 20s, oh my gosh, you know what I mean? I mean, they're just good investments if you could do it, especially while it's low.
We need to get Jasmine on Boss Fest stage, let her teach us how to be our own bank.
Ooh. Gonna be our own bank. I'd be forgetting insurance policies can do that too.
That's what I'm saying. Like, because y'all have it. Y'all had the Boss Fest last year during this same time. You have it the same time every time, don't you?
Yes.
Because it was this time last year. Because I was looking at the tickets last. I said, God dog it. I got the with our church, we have a I don't know, a convention during this the first weekend of October every time. So, and I'm like, God dang it. Yeah. Because I wanted to go last year.
We want you to, but Boss Fest is probably the same thing. It's going to happen the same time every year.
Yeah.
I understand.
But our ultimate goal is to create some smaller forums as well throughout the year. But to be able to teach the community how to become your own bank. And to not have to depend on other people to give you money and use life insurance to be able to create that, that's going to help us unlock some secrets to success. We need to get on that.
Yeah. I would. Now, that's one thing I do want to do. I want to put myself in a way where I can speak to more people dealing with insurance because it's so many that don't have an idea. Sometimes I'll start my appointments off with, because I kind of talk to you like you're two in a way, not to degrade you, but I like to make sure you understand what you're getting, right? So I'll ask them, so you're coming to me today for insurance. What type of insurance are you trying to get? Are you trying to get term or are you trying to get whole life? And they're like, wait, what? There's a difference?
Yeah, what's the difference?
So your difference is with whole life, it's going to accumulate cash value. And it does just what it says. It lasts your whole life. However, your premiums are going to be more expensive. And you're going to get less funds than you would a term. So term, it does just what it says. It terminates at a certain period of time. Usually the longest a term policy is going to go is 30 years. But your premiums are going to be a lot lower and you're going to get a lot more as a payout. So then the next question people will say, well, what's better? It ain't what's better. What are you doing in your life that where these policies, you know what I'm saying? How are they going to benefit you? And really the setup that I like to do when I walk out of a person's house, especially if someone that's, you know, 25, 30 years old, right? I tell them if they can get both, you're doing really well. You're setting yourself up really well because you may, with a whole life policy, you'll probably, you know, you could get a whole life policy, $50,000. And for a young person, they're probably going to pay about $35 a month. Whereas on a term policy, you get a younger person, they're probably going to pay about $15-$20 for a $100,000 policy. Right. You see the big difference? So, but the thing is, in that 30-year span, what do? We buy all kinds of stuff in that our first 30 years, like adult years rather. So from 18 plus 30 years, you buying a house, you're buying a car, you know, you're investing in whatever you're going to invest in. All those things are going to be done most of those things are going to be done in a span of 30 years. So that's why they place these term policies out there, because they want you to be able to, when you check out of here within that 30-year span, they want to make sure that you're able to take care of those, you know, assets, the house, the car, the whatever. So that way that'll help. That'll give that person that cushion that's losing that income. You know what I mean? You get to pay these things off and you don't have to worry about that income being missing because you paying them off. You got that term policy. Yes, that term policy is going to end in 30 years, right? But that's when your whole life is going to catch in and it's going to grab you. Because usually by the time you're in that 60, 70 plus, you're retiring. A lot of times you don't have, not the average person is not trying to buy, you know, all these big things because now they're focusing on retirement. So usually by the time they're, you know, getting ready to pass around that time, 70, 80 years old, stuff is pretty much paid off. We just want to make sure that, you know, the funeral expenses are paid for. Maybe the last little bit of bills, maybe they got a car they're still paying on, you know, so that's where it works in. You see what I'm saying? So if you get that whole life policy while you're still young, your premiums are low. You know, but if you wait till, you know, 60, 70 years old, I got people right now, they're paying $100 and some for $25,000 in whole life policies. That's a lot of money for just $25,000, $15,000. I got some $15,000 paying $100 and some a month because they waited so late. They waited till they had medical issues. And guess what? The more of a risk you are, the more you're going to pay in a premium. But guess you want to make sure you got something. And then sometimes people say, oh, shoot, well, I'll just save that. I'll put that in a savings, man. I ain't finna do all that. I ain't gonna invest all that. Okay, true. That's cool. If you can put in your savings and save it, that's cool. But guess what? When you have an emergency, what's the first thing you're going to do? You're going to go to that savings and you're going to do what you got to do, because it's a survival of the fitness at this point. We got to make sure we get take care of this emergency. But what happened to your cushion if you pass away? That's why insurance comes into play, because guess what? You ain't going to touch that money. You ain't going to, you know what I mean? You can't take all of it. There's always something there to make sure you save it, can't touch it, so it can take care of your funeral expenses.
But shoot, 15,000. 15,000 don't even pay for funerals no more. Like, just thinking.
In some cases, no. Yeah, I mean, your average, I always tell people, you don't want to get no less than $10,000 if you're just having, you know, you ain't having no whole big whatever. You just want to make sure you pay the funeral home and keep it moving. Okay. Yeah, y'all have a little something at the funeral home. Okay, that'll cover that. If you're just doing something at a funeral home, you ain't got to pay the church or whatever. You know, you can't have a limo. Mm-mm. Sit down somewhere. Y'all ain't finna do all that. Y'all come on and drive in your car, you know, to the funeral home. Yeah.
A little cremation action.
You want to cremate. And you know cremations are going up now. They're not as cheap as they used to be.
Where are you at?
Yeah.
Guess I'm getting buried in my backyard. So,
just dig a hole and drop me down in there.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so if you want to make sure you have all the jazz, you know, when it comes to a home going, as you know, as they say, then you better make sure you got you some, you know, you got a nice policy out there.
So, as I'm sitting here processing all this information, I was thinking, because somebody said something to me and I didn't know it was true or not. And I see if I can get you to answer for me. They say when you pass away, the debt collectors come look for their money first before it goes to your family. Is that true or not?
So far as the insurance policy?
Yeah, like if you got any type of insurance money that's allotted to you, like if you got any outstanding debt out there that you owe, that somebody, I guess
they
say
they don't do that.
Huh? I don't know. That's why I'm asking the question.
Sorry.
So let me say this, yes and no. Let me, because I don't know what kind of agent is out there that people are dealing with. But when you figure out who your beneficiary is, sometimes people may try and leave their insurance policy to their children. And that's cool in this place. But if they are not 18 yet, please don't do it. And I know sometimes you may say, well, shoot, they getting ready to turn 18 in another year. Don't do it. Because if you can tell me the date you're going to check out of here, then I'll put them down. But if you can't tell me the day you're going to check out, I'm not going to do it. And here's why. If you put that person down and they're not at least 18, that money is going to go to what they call probate. And let's just say, because $100,000 is easier. Let's just say it's $100,000. Well, by the time that person turns 18, it is not going to be $100,000, because whatever it took to keep that there, all whatever issues, whatever it is, they can attack probate and take that money. But if you have, you know, if you're leaving it to whomever, you know, they're not going to, they're just, all the insurance company is doing is writing a check and they're sending it over to who you have it to, you know, as long as they're 18 and over. So no, okay. They can't do that if that's the case.
Wow. So it's just making me think about my own policies that I have with my company. So right now, 100% goes to my wife. But let's say, say something unfortunate, me and her go at the same time. And I had 50% going to my daughter at the time. She just turned 18. Then the other 50% was going to my son. Mm-hmm. So you're saying that 50% that would be allotted to my son that's under 18 is now gonna be in probate.
Oh, he's under 18?
Yes.
Yes. It is not going to him.
Hmm. Okay. Let me change that around. All right.
Yeah, because he's not 18.
No, I was just under the impression.
And insurance companies sometimes.
No, I was just under the impression that so let's say he was under 18 and they passed and we passed away somehow. Let's say my parents was gonna take care of them. I just assumed, and I guess that's wrong for me for assuming, that they would be able to have access to this money where the kids would, and it wouldn't be no issue. But I guess that's wrong thinking.
So they'll be able to fight for it and whatever, because if you're leaving the kids, you know, whatever will you're leaving, and that's another thing we need to make sure we're leaving wills, leaving guardianship, you know, so they'll be able to, whoever, you know, you're leaving them to, they'll be able to fight for it. But once again, if that money goes to them to probate, by the time they finish fighting, will it be the amount that you've been paying for? It might take you 2 months. It might take a year. You want to make sure you getting, you know, they're getting all of the funds that you have been paying for. Now, most insurance companies will tell you, you know, when we're doing the application, some will give instructions. Please be sure the person you choose is 18 and over. The downfall is sometimes if you get somebody that doesn't know that legal part of things, you know, if you get an agent on the phone, not an agent, but, you know, a customer service rep that they don't have no idea, you know, they could be telling you wrong. So your agent is the one that's supposed to be educated enough to let you know, hey, this is what you need to do.
Got it. Okay, you just got me thinking. So it's a lot I'm gonna have to do, but I'm glad you got me thinking. I want to process today.
Yeah, and I mean, and you know, you don't. That's the thing. We do not know how we're gonna go. A lot of times when we're planning, we're doing these insurance policies, we're going on the whim of, well, I'm good. I'm gonna be here for a while. And man, if we knew for sure. We can say it all day, but we don't know for sure. We don't know how we're exiting. I mean, like I said, I'm telling you, when someone passes that is close to you, I feel like reality hits a little bit, because my father-in-law was, it pretty much did it for me. I mean, I've had someone else that passed a little closer, but I had time to say goodbye to her. You know what I'm saying? She was sick. She went through the steps and I knew she was finna go. She told me she was tired and we was good, you know, but him Sunday, hey dad, okay, see you later daddy, you know, and then Monday morning y'all calling me at nine something and saying you found him on the bathroom floor. Like, wait, what are you talking about? Like, it was hard to register. So we didn't know, you know, so you don't know. And I, like I said, I know this is a hard subject to talk about for some people, but that's how, when you make the arrangements for your will, when you make the arrangements for your insurance policy, that's how you want to think. You want to think of it as, if I pass today, these are the rules, or these are the things that I want done. Because you don't know.
I feel that. Edwina, you got anything?
No, I feel like this is really good education. I know we're about to wrap up, so I want to make sure Jasmine can share her socials. I feel like a lot of people are going to have a lot of questions after this conversation. So make sure to let them know how they can find you and book these appointments, because we need to do better.
Yeah, I mean, you can, you know, of course, if you're on my Facebook, Jasmine Capri, you always can message me. You know, we can get some appointments booked there. J&KC Life Insurance Agency has its own Facebook page. And you're more than welcome to go over there. Message me there. My website is jkclifeinsurance.com. There's a chat button there. More than happy to help you there. Any questions? And I also want to put out there, if you feel like you're not sure about your policy or what you got, I'm all game for looking over things and to help you figure out things. I say that because someone did, I thought it was kind of funny, but she actually had the usher bring me her policy in church before. And I was like, what is this? She was like, you know, somebody just gave me this envelope and told me to give it to you. They didn't know what it was. But when I went in and I'm like, oh, okay, this is somebody's policy. Okay, she wants me to look through it. All right. So, but the good thing about that is I saved her $40 a month. You know, because she was like, I could offer her something better. So, and I'm not doing it so I can offer you anything better. I just the fact that I educated her and let her know what she had, you know, and she didn't have to have that. She could have something better. Somebody just sold her off. Hey, she accepted it. I'm going to go for it. So that's another thing you have to watch out for is you want to make sure when you're talking to these people that you really have their best interests at heart. It can't just be about a sale. Oh my God, it can't be about that. And what better yet to have someone that has already went through the same thing to feel where that person would be. You want them to have the best of the buck, you know? So I'll tell anybody, I got to do you like I would want somebody to do me. I got to sleep at night. I might get by, you know what I'm saying, at that time, but my time is coming. Y'all know how karma is, you know? So yeah, reach out to me, you know, call me 863-368-5964. That is the office number. Reach out, message. Anytime. I'm up late. Sometimes I've done a policy as late as 12 o'clock before, believe it or not. But hey, I do things for my special clients. You know what I mean? I was up. I was like, why not? You feel like it's important. I feel like it's important too. So, but usually no, my hours are a certain time and my hours are on the page. But, you know, if you feel like you need to go ahead and get that done, let's get it done.
That's what's up. So once again, thank you for joining us on the Boss Fest podcast. We definitely got some gems for you, some information. We definitely got to figure out how can we get you on the Boss Fest stage to drop some of this information. But we understand church is important. You can't be playing with the Lord like that. So we'll figure it out. We'll figure out some way to, you know, get your information out.
One day, something. Maybe once y'all have one of the many things, you know, I can get in there.
Absolutely. So listen, thank you for joining us on the Boss Fest stage, Boss Fest podcast, giving this information. For all those people that's listening, reach out to Jasmine if you're looking, trying to figure out your planning your future success as relates to how you will leave this world, how you will plan for that, making sure that your family has a real strategy for when you leave. So that way there are no surprises. There are no fish fries. There are no car washes. There is no GoFundMes. I will tell you, when I look online and I see people doing that, it's like, man, damn, if we just planned a little bit better, then you wouldn't have to be putting your family business out here in these streets like this. So that's one thing I definitely want to make sure I don't do. But more importantly, you give me some tips to now. I need to go adjust some of the things I've done just so I can make sure that the money is more accessible, because I didn't know that if it was under 18 and I put your name on that policy, you'd only get it. It sits in probate. So I definitely got to work some stuff out differently on my own stuff. So thank you for those gems. We definitely got to get you back on the pod.
Yes, sir.
So thank you for that. For all those listening, Boss Fest going down October 6th. Tampa, Florida. If you hadn't already purchased your tickets, go do that. The early bird special still on. We got promo codes out there. Listen, take advantage of this opportunity, this networking event. This is the place where you can learn, collab, grow, expand your brand, expand your knowledge, get in the room with like-minded individuals. Boss Fest goes down October 6th in Tampa, Florida. You don't want to miss it. We got heavy hitters hitting the stage, delivering game. Remember, Boss Fest, October 6th, going down Tampa, Florida.
Well, we appreciate y'all, and until next
Wednesday. Thank y'all for having me.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Peace. We out.